The Volume.
Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch. And the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
The more we learn about COVID-19, the more questions we have. The biggest question now? What's next? What will COVID bring in 6 months? A year? If you're feeling anxious about the future, you're not alone. Cal Hope offers free COVID-19 emotional support. Call 833-317-4673 or live chat at calhope.org today. The more we learn about COVID-19, the more questions and worries we have. CalHope can help with free COVID-19 emotional support. Call 833-317-4673 or live chat at calhope.org today.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Make sure...
Jim...
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me.
We're on the air.
I need to try it first.
With zero sugar and refreshingly delicious, is Coca-Cola Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Pick some up at PayPal Park while watching the San Jose Earthquakes.
The Colin Cowherd Podcast, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. No better place to make every moment more than with FanDuel. Basketball, football, they have awesome new and existing user promotions. It's easy to use. It's safe and secure. You can get your winnings back in 2 hours. My favorite, the same game parlays. You can bet $5 or $10 and win $150 or more. If you are new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Get started now. Sign up promo code Colin so they know we and I sent you. The Colin Cowherd Podcast, presented by the FanDuel Sportsbook. Hi, everybody, and welcome in to the Monday Morning Podcast. All sorts of things to talk about. This is one of my favorite times of the year. We get to that mid-March where March Madness is right around the corner. NFL free agency is right around the corner. The NFL Combine's wrapping up. I love this time of the year. Let's talk Aaron Rodgers. He's going to make a decision here in the next 48 hours. Listen, I've said this for years. I root for captivating. I want more interesting stories. I spent every Sunday for 11 years at ESPN watching every Patriot snap. And as great as they were, as dynastic as they were, I got Patriot fatigue. I got Belichick-Brady fatigue. One of the reasons I'm rooting for Aaron Rodgers to leave, it's just more interesting. Denver's got better players, and let's be honest, Aaron Rodgers knows it. According to Ian Rappaport, a very sharp, dependable reporter, Aaron Rodgers is torn between staying in Green Bay and leaving. Well, if he had a Super Bowl roster, why would he be torn? He'd have a Super Bowl roster, his great relationships in Green Bay, and arguably the second worst division in football. He's going to get, therefore, a home field advantage playoff run and a bye. You're only torn if you think somewhere else has better players. He's not going to Denver because the division's easier. Mahomes, Herbert, Derek Carr twice a year. He's not going there because he has a community and a staff he knows well. He knows Hackett, Nathaniel Hackett. He doesn't know everybody else well. He's torn because he knows Green Bay, if Devontae Adams got injured, doesn't have a legitimate number one receiver on the roster and arguably doesn't have a legitimate number two receiver on the roster. And Devontae Adams has been hurt. And it's the NFL. Players get hurt all the time. Look at the Rams last year. Robert Woods, injured out for the season. OBJ, hurt in the Super Bowl. Devontae Adams has a couple of injuries. Are you going to put your stock in a roster that's top heavy with little star depth? Aaron knows Denver and Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's got a much better defense. It's much more talented, a better defensive culture. Denver's got much better players offensively and much more depth offensively. Aaron knows it. They've got potential stars at safety, two really good corners. They've got an all-pro level left tackle, excellent depth at running back, Pro Bowl level tight end, four or five legitimate receiving targets. He's only torn for one reason, because Denver's got better players. Also, what's more fun? Aaron leaving is more fun. Matt Stafford leaving was more fun. Brady having legitimate weapons is more fun. That's what I root for. I may be a sportscaster, but I'm a fan. So I am looking for Aaron to move. And oh, by the way, Packer fans, if he does, and I still think it's, you know, 55-45 he stays in Green Bay. If he leaves, I don't want to hear this from Packer fans. We're sick of him anyway. Oh, really? Because you're the Packer fans the last 8 years when I've criticized Aaron for being high maintenance, needy, and kind of overrated in the postseason, you defended him to the hilt. So don't suddenly get amnesia and pretend like you aren't hurt. It's like when Lincoln Riley left Oklahoma. He's the best college football offensive coach in a sport that's leaning offensive. You're hurt. You're not burned because of the way he left. You're burned because he left. And you're going to be burned because Aaron potentially leaves. I don't want to hear you're done with him if he leaves, because you defended him at every stop along this 10-year odyssey of high maintenance. There's something very interesting and different between NFL fans and NBA fans. NBA players, the star players, have their own shoes. And many fans obviously buy those shoes. So you have a connection to an NBA star. Whereas you're not sitting around wearing cleats, even if you love Patrick Mahomes. And it's funny what that creates for sports fans. Westbrook still has massive defenders. He's now an atrocious player. He's a complete liability. The Lakers won the championship 2 years ago, had Phoenix on the rope last year. They bring in Westbrook. They still have AD. They still have LeBron. They add Malik Monk. Melo's been good. They've still got, you know, some pieces there. Westbrook's ruined the chemistry. The previous 2 years, say what you want, the chemistry was great. Caruso, KCP, Kyle Kuzma. Here's the other thing about this trade. Kyle Kuzma now is a better player than Westbrook. He is. Fewer turnovers, higher field goal percentage, much, much better defender, more rebounds, more reliable, less of a head case. Lost in all of this Westbrook stuff is the fact the Lakers gave away a player who still has 4 to 5 to 6 years of prime left in Kyle Kuzma, and clearly Westbrook is a completely shot fighter. But yet he still has fans. In the NFL, Derek Carr, in chaos, led the Raiders to to the playoffs. And outside of Raider fans, and even often among Raider fans, it's hard to find a large Derek Carr support group because you don't wear his shoes. I think a lot of that is the difference between NBA and NFL fans. NBA fans will keep the grasp on their favorite star, even when Derrick Rose gets hurt. Derrick Rose is clearly not the same player. He's your guy. You got his shoes. You spent money on it. You wear him. There are guys all over the NFL that are really, really solid to above average players. Kirk Cousins, Derek Carr. They don't have nearly as much as support as a player in basketball that's an absolute liability today and has wrecked the Lakers, Russell Westbrook. So expect Mitch Trubisky, the former Bear quarterback and first-round pick, to be a starting quarterback next year, and you'll probably hear about it in the next few days. Keep your eye on the Steelers, the Washington football team, and the Colts. Jim Irsay, the owner of the Colts, is furious how the season ended. I think it's a big mistake, but they move off Carson Wentz, in my opinion, perhaps for Mitch Trubisky. A lot of people are pushing back. I can't believe Mitch Trubisky would get a second chance. Time out. If you live in Chicago, let me ask you a question. Is Matt Nagy a good coach? Oh, no, he's not. Okay. Is Mitch Trubisky a good quarterback? Oh, no, he's not. Then how did he get to the playoffs twice? You got to be good at one of those two positions to make the playoffs in the NFL. You do get that, right? Best quarterback won every division in the NFL. In a division with Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers, Mitch Trubisky made the playoffs twice, and they fired Matt Nagy. Now, I've never been a Trubisky fan, but we see Mitch Trubisky all the time. It's called Teddy Bridgewater. We all know this in the NFL. They're franchise quarterbacks. Okay, you got your franchise quarterbacks. Then you got your backup quarterbacks. But there's a third group. It's called bridge quarterbacks. You're not going to give them a five-year deal. You're not going to build around them. And the leader of the bridge club is Ryan Fitzpatrick. And the guys that often join him are Tyrod Taylor, Teddy Bridgewater, and now Mitch Trubisky. There's got to be a third group in there beyond franchise guys you pay the big bucks to and backups. And there is. And it's a tiny group, but Bridgewater, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Tyrod Taylor, and Mitch Trubisky are your classic bridge quarterbacks. You give them a three-year deal. You can get out of it after two. You draft a quarterback perhaps behind him. They are good enough to win games and keep you playoff viable. And I do believe with the Colts or the Steelers, Mitch Trubisky, and I'm not a fan, is good enough to do that. So is Teddy Bridgewater. So Coach K coached his last game at Cameron Indoor. Jerry Seinfeld was there and Adam Silver was there and a bunch of former Dukies were there. Too bad Duke didn't show up. They got hammered by North Carolina. You know, I tell my kids all the time that don't get discouraged because even for really talented, successful people, being really successful is hard. You watch that MJ documentary. He was fighting with the owner, the GM, Dennis Rodman, coaches. Phil Jackson was his third Bulls coach. He didn't make any playoff series as a winner. He never won a playoff series. Michael Jordan never won a playoff series without Scottie Pippen. And he's arguably the best basketball player of all time. Most of you think he's the greatest basketball player of all time. Couldn't win a playoff series without Scottie Pippen. The point is, he overcame. Even for the great ones, it's hard. Coach K won over 500 more games than John Wooden. And if you read the book by Ian O'Connor, Coach K, he was almost fired. When he got the job, it was a shocker. He was roundly criticized because he had a losing record at his previous stop, Army. The one-and-done culture gave Duke fits. And before Johnny Dawkins, you weren't really sure if they were ever going to be an elite annual program. It was hard for the greatest college basketball coach of all time. It was hard for the greatest basketball player of all time. Michael Jordan retired in the middle of his career to play minor league baseball and then retired again and then came back again. All the greats, coaching, executives, players, it's not where you go to school. It's not just your measurables. To me, the common thread is always fight and resilience. MJ was resilient. Coach K was resilient. Go read that book by Ian O'Connor. It is remarkable the struggles for over 30 years Duke had multiple times teetering on the edge of irrelevance, and he overcame. You'll figure out very quickly in that book the one thing Krzyzewski was, day one, a fighter. So a story last week, the Cowboys, according to Adam Schefter, are going to move off expensive wideout Amari Cooper. I don't love the move, and I said that on FS1 and on iHeartRadio. Dak Prescott with Amari Cooper and Dak Prescott without Amari Cooper, with him and without him, he's two different quarterbacks. And without him, he's a B-minus quarterback. With him, he's a B-plus, A-minus quarterback. That's the difference between winning playoff games and losing them. But what do we learn from the Amari Cooper situation? Well, I've always had an opinion, because I think many of you know that have listened to me, I would love to be a general manager of an NFL team. I'm certainly not qualified, but if I'd have spent 30 years pursuing that and not broadcasting, who knows? You know, maybe I get lucky. And if I ran a team, and I've talked to GMs about this, I would pay big money rarely with total discretion, and I would almost never pay early. A rare exception is Justin Herbert, Josh Allen, Russell Wilson. You know, when you're looking at a guy that is clearly a Hall of Fame talent, arm, brains, movement, players like him, you know, there's a handful of quarterbacks you just do it for. But the Cowboys paid Ezekiel Elliott not only early, 2 years early, at a position running back that most shrewd general managers don't believe you ever pay early, because it takes more of a physical beating than any other position that touches the football. You can't hit receivers, can't hit tight ends, can't hit quarterbacks like you used to be able to. You can still drill from any angle a running back. The Dallas Cowboys front office is now paying a price for a move that was very, very easy to predict. They paid a running back 2 years early. And now their second best running back is Ezekiel Elliott. I don't like this move. CeeDee Lamb had one catch against the Niners, case of the drops last year. Michael Gallup's coming off an ACL surgery. Cedric Wilson's a three. They're going to have to go to the draft. And because they were a playoff team, you know, they're not taking high enough in the first or second round unless they trade up to get really the top four or five receivers available. And Dallas is in a win-now window, right? They're not into developing a slot receiver from the third round. They need a guy to come in and be productive. And there'll be maybe four or five of those guys. They're not going to get them. Don't pay running backs early. Never pay running backs 2 years early. College basketball championship season is approaching, and there's no better place to get in on the action than the FanDuel Sportsbook. It's where I bet. New customers place their first college basketball bet risk-free up to $1,000. Bet college basketball any way you like.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5, and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Like, I like the same game parlays. You can also jump into action with live betting. Same game parlays are great. Bet a little, $5-$10, win a lot. Or bet with big promotions like odds boosts. Those are fun. When you win, FanDuel's going to pay you little as 2 hours. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today. Sign up, promo code Colin, to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. That's promo code Colin. That's me. Make the college basketball championships mean more on FanDuel Sportsbook. 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, and Louisiana. Permitted parishes only. Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat. Connecticut, 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Indiana, Jersey, and Virginia. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-877-HOPENY or text HOPENY 467-369 in New York, Tennessee. Redline 1-800-889-9789 Tennessee. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
It's the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform I love to start, run, and grow your business. Shopify gives entrepreneurs the resources once reserved for big business, so upstarts, startups, and established businesses alike can sell everywhere, synchronize online and in-person sales, and effortlessly stay informed. I love Shopify. Have for years the tools and resources that make it easy for any business to succeed from down the street to around the globe. Shopify is more than a store. Connect with your customers, drive sales, manage your day-to-day, reach customers online with an ever-growing suite of channel integrations and apps, including Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Pinterest, and more. More than a store, Shopify grows with you. Go to shopify.com/Colin, all lowercase, shopify.com/Colin for a free 14-day trial, full access at Shopify's entire suite of features. Shopify.com/Colin.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
All right, we bring in somebody who does really good work and has done work, great work for a long time. In fact, I don't bring other talk show hosts on my show very much. I bring Mike Missanelli on a couple times a year. He's got big opinions. He's smart. And Philadelphia is a highly competitive sports market. So to be able to win that market for years and years and years is really something. And Mike works at 97.5 The Fanatic. It's as good as any sports talk radio market in the country. Highly competitive and devoted fans. You know, it's funny, Mike. Since I've moved to FS1, especially in the last 3 years, people have said, Colin, you're doing a lot of LA sports. And I keep telling everybody, yeah, because all the teams here win. I talk about Philadelphia all the time on my show because you have like interesting teams. The Jets are terrible. The Giants are terrible. The Knicks are terrible. The Nets are a mess. The Mets are in mess. You know, it's funny what's happening to your neighbors in New York. It's just bad management, bad owners, bad teams. Conversely, Philadelphia is kind of fascinating. So let's start with the Sixers. We said on our show, I said, listen, I like the coach. I like Embiid. I like the talent. I like the chemistry. It's a winning culture. I thought Harden, when engaged, you know, there's some Kobe analytics here. He's virtually unstoppable. Are you a little surprised how seamless, how quick, how joyful it looks?
Yeah. First of all, good to see you, Colin. And thanks for the kind words. This town's upside down right now. And it took the first three games with Harden in the lineup to get this flow going. And the energy here right now for this team, they lost to the Heat last night and Harden did not play. But, you know, his first home game on Wednesday was just the roof was about to blow off. And I think in Philadelphia, when you give these fans a team that they know is pretty good enough to possibly win something, the town just lights up. And also it helps to have a star. And in this case, they have two stars that are working together very well. Their spacing has been the most amazing thing that you can see yes. Right now. That with those two guys in the lineup, they space very well. Their only flaw right now is the strength of their bench. But, you know, when you look back at all the teams that have won, their bench wasn't really that strong. Their starters were really strong. So these guys are going to play close to 40 minutes once playoff time comes. And if they can avoid that first round matchup with the Nets, which I think is a little precarious, this team can actually get to the NBA Finals.
Yeah, we said that this week. We said, you know, one or two things that are important in the playoffs. Do you have two closers? Philadelphia does. Bench doesn't matter as much. I mean, Utah has had a bench for years. Miami this year has a great bench. But who do you go to late? Jimmy Butler's more of an athlete defensive guy than a get-a-bucket guy. He's about a 20-point-a-game guy. And Bam Adebayo, again, he's not in an Embiid or a Giannis class to get a bucket. So Miami's got a great bench. So I think Philadelphia's bench, it's fine. You've got length. I think you basically, if you have seven guys, you're kind of fine. I'm not a Ben Simmons fan because, Mike, I've always believed there's one thing you can't coach or teach: indifference. It's just like your business. You love Philadelphia. You love sports. There's a lot of guys with a good voice. If you don't love this stuff, it's too much crap with advertisers and management. And it's just, you've got to love it. Like, I don't get the Simmons thing. Give me stories. When did you just say, I'm over him?
Well, I think they are now. It's funny. When this thing first happened, it was just hard to comprehend that one guy would be willing to blow up an entire season and an organization, frankly, keeping the organization kind of in limbo over this. But you're right about him. We had like 4 years to study the guy. He has absolutely no ability to self-evaluate. You know, when this thing happened, the reasons why he was criticized were valid reasons. He did not take a shot in four straight fourth quarters in a playoffs, and they lost to an inferior team. So when Doc Rivers said what he said, I know that's going to rub a player the wrong way. And he probably shouldn't have said it. But a guy with self-evaluation should be able to look at it and say, you know what, that hurt, but maybe he's right. And I've got to do some things to change it up, because he's just absolutely paralyzed in a game to take a jump shot and doesn't realize that that's wrong. You know, it was always everybody else's fault and not Ben Simmons. And you go back like psychologically, I hate to play psychologist, armchair psychologist, but he was raised to be a prince of sorts. He was like the prince of his country. And his parents, I think, were very much enablers with his talent. And he was the next thing that was going to come. And so I believe that his brain has hardened into the point where he does not think he has any flaws at all. And to just hold out for an entire season, just not realizing what that was going to do, not only to here, to Philadelphia, but his own career, was just mind-boggling to me.
Yeah, there was a scouting report when he left college that said he wasn't always highly competitive in crucial moments. That is a total red flag. The fact that he's ducking the game against the Sixers is a complete red flag to me, right?
Oh, it's totally. But, you know, as soon as that he was traded, there was no way that he would, everybody here felt there's no way that he was going to make that game. Although people did get sucked into buying $500 tickets for that game. And there's no way he's going to face this kind of music coming back after all that had happened. But, you know, the progression of the whole thing was just so ridiculous. Like he showed up because his agent said, if you don't show up and take part, they're not going to pay you. And so he came back and thought that they were just going to pay him. And so what he did was didn't want to participate in Doc Rivers' practices or his drills and thought he was going to be able to get away with that. And then they said, OK, well, if you're not participating, you're not really satisfying the requirements of your contract. So you're not going to pay it. And then the mental situation came up. And it's really, it's tough to talk about that because it keeps you at bay that, you know, how can you make a judgment on how a guy's feeling mentally? But we all thought it was just a ruse for him to try to collect money. And it did. They started to pay him. And then he said he was seeing somebody on his own. And then the Sixers couldn't verify that he was seeing somebody on his own, so they withheld money again. And he just didn't get it. So he got what he wanted. He goes to Brooklyn and now is back because he thinks that in the NBA, it's just easy to miss a whole season and not work out and then come back and play at an NBA level. So now he's got legitimate back injuries or whatever it is. But the Sixers, the thing about this deal, because a lot of people said at the start of the deal, oh, how could you give up a backup center as valuable as Drummond and a shooter like Curry? Well, basically what they did was they traded Ben Simmons for a superstar in James Harden. And as soon as Harden's come, the fans really didn't pay enough attention to Harden's game. What we found out most of all about him, he's a smart player. Now, he just knows what to do on a basketball floor. And he's made everybody around him better, especially Tyrese Maxey, who's going crazy right now.
Well, that's the interesting. Maxey and he are an interesting because Maxey, by the way, wants the ball, highly athletic. I mean, he's an interesting player. Is there any concern that could be agitating, that may not be ideal?
No, he's been freed up. Tyrese Maxey with Harden on the floor has been freed up to do what he does best, which is he's kind of a combo guard. And you saw him at Kentucky. He just flies. And Harden creating space, it makes Maxey so much better. And he's fearless. And Harden's kind of taking him under his wing. You know, at halftime the other day against that game on Wednesday night, Harden goes up to him at halftime and says, all right, you ready to play now? He had 4 points in the first half. So in the second half, he just took charge. And Calipari was there. I was sitting right behind Calipari, who had come to see him and Emmanuel Quickly and Randall and all those Kentucky guys. And, he said, this is the way Tyrese Maxey plays. I was talking to him a little bit. Just get him out in the open, get him out in space. When he has to be the point guard, he will. And they've been doing that when they take Harden out, they make sure they keep Maxey on the floor with Tobias Harris. He's just a fun-loving kid who loves to play the game with no pretensions at all.
Yeah. Let me pivot to Jalen Hurts. So I've been highly critical of Tua in Miami, and my takeaway is he's not a playmaker with his feet, and he's not a playmaker with his arm. He can't do anything off script. So if you're a little smaller than ideal size, you got to give me something special. I defend Jalen Hurts, saying, little small, I don't think he's a great thrower, but he is absolutely too productive as a playmaker not to give another year. That's my interpretation. But in Philadelphia, what are they saying about
it? Well, you're probably right when you look at it logically. I don't think the Eagles believe that. I think the Eagles, if they had a chance to make a deal, Russell Wilson's been their white whale. They didn't draft him. They were sorry they didn't draft him. They've loved him ever since. I don't think he's going to be available. But they've been also interested in Deshaun Watson. I think that they do want to upgrade the position. I don't think he's got they have total belief in Hurts. And I don't think he played to that level where you go, you have total belief in him. Now, if they don't do anything else, he's obviously going to get one more year to do it, which is interesting because in the draft, they have 3 first-round picks. Whether they save one of those picks for next year when the quarterback draft will be a little better than it is this year is the question. So I don't believe they will draft a quarterback. I do believe that Hurts will get one chance to do it. But it's funny that you bring up Hurts because when they drafted him, I thought it was the biggest organizational failure I had seen in Philadelphia sports because of the Wentz thing just crashed and burned on him. And one of the linchpins was it that they drafted Hurts. And Wentz really did not take it well. And so they didn't figure that would happen. And the Wentz thing just blew up. And so when it blew up, they had the biggest salary cap hit in the history of football at $38 million. That's, to me, not a success.
I always thought the Eagles were well-run. And then over the course of a year, you hear the Doug Peterson story, the owner meddling, Howie Roseman. And we heard some of that with Chip Kelly. But, hey, he's a college coach. And Chip's an odd bird. And I like Chip. He's an odd bird. So, okay, that's Chip. And then Doug Peterson, who's kind of liked. I mean, most of my NFL guys, they kind of like Doug. I mean, is he a great coach? He's kind of likable guy. Huh. And then you hear stories, and again, there's meddling. And it's like, is this a shit show? Like, do they know what they're do they know what they're doing? Yeah. So I wanted you to give me a Philadelphia view. How is the ownership in the front office viewed? Because when Nick Sirianni held his press conference initially, I thought it was embarrassing. I didn't even know what to say.
Well, so did we. And we had a blast with it, by the way. But it's really an interesting dynamic here with this. With Jeffrey Lurie, I believe, likes to get involved. And at first, it didn't seem like he did. The theory is that Hurts was his pick. That Roseman really wasn't on board with taking Hurts in that position. But Lurie's one of these guys that will watch college football on Saturdays and think that he knows something that he really doesn't know. And I think he's had a lot of input because of that. Now, Roseman is strategic in that he knows he's the trusted voice and Lurie believes in him. So his brilliance is to convince Lurie that he really knows what he's doing. And so that Lurie has eminent trust in him. His drafts have been horrendous the last 3 years. And everybody is nervous here that with 3 number one picks in that, I call it the danger zone because it's the teens going towards 20 where Roseman has made a lot of mistakes. So yep. It'll be interesting to see what they do here.
I'm a draft Nick. I'm a dork. I love it. I love college football. Philadelphia is not a big college football town. I grew up in Seattle. The Huskies won a national title. I was a USC fan. I worked in Tampa, so I followed the SEC. And I've been to a lot of these stadiums. I like it. You know, I grew up with it. I like it. It's a bad draft. I have a lot of NFL executives and scouts I know. Everybody wants to trade down. It's just a bunch of B players. I think the kid out of Michigan, the pass rusher, is probably your safest bet, but he's not TJ Watt. I mean, there is no Fletcher Cox in this draft. There is no Aaron Donald. There is no Chase Young on the defensive front. And I kind of look at where the Eagles are poised, and I think to myself, as I watched them last year, I'm like, they got into the playoffs. Hurts probably and Nick Sirianni probably 10-15% improve. The division is still weak. And I'm like, can they get 3 starters? I mean, you have an elite corner. You kind of have to rebuild a little bit your line play. It's old. Like, where in not a great draft, though you have a nice supply of picks, like, where would you say, okay, here's 3 picks. Go in this direction.
Well, I don't know where they're going to go, but they're very line oriented. So, and you're right. I don't know who's going to. They need a pass rusher badly, and Derek Barnett is probably not going to be back yet. Brandon Graham coming back from terrible injury, and he's old. So they desperately need a pass rusher, and they're probably going to take who's ever left on the board, whether that's Ajabo or whether that's Karlaftis from Purdue or the kid from Florida State that they liked at the Senior Bowl. So I believe that will be their first round pick. They also need a corner. They need a linebacker more than any other team in the league, and they just won't pull the trigger on a linebacker in that spot. So I wouldn't expect that they'll go linebacker. If they keep three picks, which I doubt, they would probably go two of them will be defensive. But they'll also be intrigued to take a wide receiver in that position. If they do that, Howie Roseman admits that Jalen Reagor was a failure. And I'm not sure he's ready to admit that. So I know your guess is as good as mine, but they need defensive players. And a lot of people here want them to take three defensive players with those three picks. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think they'll trade one of those picks.
I always like Doug Peterson. But when you're doing local stuff, you see the warts. You know, I'm flying at 30,000 feet. So I thought he was likable. I thought he was a player's coach. I thought he was a guy, you know, over the course, it's almost like Joe Torre as a baseball manager. I don't know if he's great with X's and O's. He was good at managing people and egos and the press. And I thought Doug was pretty good at that. Am I right or wrong? What were his strengths and liabilities?
He was for a while. But then I think that people saw that he really wasn't that astute of a coach. I mean, you know, you watch him during the games and the adjustments that didn't come and the fundamental errors, the mistakes. The Eagles, it's hard to knock a coach that won a Super Bowl. I get it. But, you know, I just think the Eagles that year caught lightning in a bottle. And with all due respect to Doug, it went downhill from that point on. And I didn't think he was a very smart coach, to be honest with you. So I don't know what Jacksonville's going to get, but there wasn't really much disappointment when he decided not to do it anymore. They obviously love them because he won the Super Bowl, but they don't love him enough. They don't love him like they love Nick Foles. Nick Foles can do no wrong for the history of his life in Philadelphia because of that run he had with the Super Bowl. And as it turned out, he was kind of a mediocre quarterback most of the time.
You know what it is? Philadelphia pays attention. So Peterson is fine in Jacksonville. He's not fine in Philadelphia. Yeah. Andy Reid is somebody that lasted a long time in Philadelphia. Belichick would last a long time. Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan. Mm-hmm. If you pay attention, and Philly pays attention to everything and dissects everything, Doug's got a little country club to him. Jacksonville, they don't pay enough attention.
No, you're probably right. And you're right about, see, I always said this, like the when we criticized McNabb, people couldn't understand it. Because, you know, and in retrospect, he's probably underrated because he's the best quarterback in franchise history. But we saw every snap and we saw, everything else. They pay attention here to every snap and every call, every play call, things like that. And he was coming up short. And Doug Peterson kind of the same way. He was just coming up short. There were some ridiculous game plans that he didn't seem to adjust at halftime when he could have made adjustments. And so that's the thing about Philadelphia. People outside of Philadelphia don't realize that we pay attention to every dribble and every snap.
And right.
Yeah. So, people get hurt by the perception, the national perception. But then, you know, I try to tell people they're not like you. They're not following every snap. It is really important to you, this particular sport, this particular game. And I get it because a lot of the reasons that you mentioned before, we're in a Northeast corridor and sports is so important in everyday lives of people here where it wouldn't be somewhere else.
I've said this before, is there are days I deeply miss doing local radio, big market Philly, Boston, the intensity. I do a simulcast. It's hard to take calls on a simulcast because it's a TV show.
Right.
Whereas in radio, it's the lifeblood of the show. You get great passion and arguments. If I said to you in Philadelphia sports radio, which to me is the most intense sports radio market I've ever heard, I think it surpassed Boston. If I said two things that always get phone calls, what are they in Philly?
Simmons and Hurts. Now, the Simmons thing has run out, but we ran with that on a daily basis. There's always a guy. It's funny. In my career, it started way back. By the way, our show is also simulcast on TV. So the TV on NBC Sports Philadelphia, a regional network that has the Sixers games on. But when I first started, there was always a compelling guy that you could talk about all the.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HEARD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HEARD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Time. It started with Randall Cunningham. It went to Allen Iverson. It went to McNabb. Lindros was in there for a little bit. And Simmons just grabbed everybody's attention, not only for the way he played, because there were some moments where everybody, you know, he's a breathtaking player when he wants to be. But then it shifted to the negative where he wouldn't take a shot and everybody thought it was ridiculous and lost their patience. But it hurts every day. When the Eagles are playing, it's Hurts isn't good enough. Okay, then he had his good game. Hurts is good enough. But then it goes back to Hurts isn't good enough. And the season ended with people being ambivalent about Hurts. So that's a topic that will still go on as they start the season.
Philadelphia has always had this reputation as brutal, harsh opinions, not informed. And I tell people this all the time. Because the weather is poor in the East, people actually watch more sports in the East. They are informed. I mean, California today, it's 69. That's not a good day. The beaches. It's not that people in the LA don't watch sports, but the minute a team's average, they bail because of social options. In Philadelphia, they don't bail. They bitch. They watch. They complain. And so, you know, when I would listen to East Coast radio, I was struck by the intensity. And at first, it was jarring to me as a West Coast guy. I'm like, God, these people need to kind of get a life. And then I thought, well, I live here. I'm indoors all the time, too. You're either in your car or you're indoors. Do you think Philadelphia fans have gotten a bad rap through the years?
Total bad rap. And you know, those stereotypes are they're just extended by people who aren't here every day. Like, you know, I think that we had a little thing with Andy Reid. You're an Andy guy. And, yes. And at the time, Andy was starting to wane here. And sure. So I think that Philadelphia fans can't be conned. So when a team is good, like they see this team, they're on board. When they're not, they're bitching about why they're not good. And so somebody is a fall guy for that, whether it's the manager, whether it's the head coach, whether it's the ownership, the way things are run. So right now the cycle is Flyers way down. Phillies, we don't know anything about. Eagles, hopeful. Sixers, reality. This is a team that the people here recognize is good enough to win. So, you know, it's heightened. But you're right about what they don't bail. They bitch. And that makes Sports Talk Radio here tremendous. Yeah, it really does.
With sports betting taking off, it's important to find the experts you can trust to help you make some money, right? Check out the Favorites Sports Betting Podcast, powered by FanDuel, only on the Volume Podcast Network. My buddy Chad Millman, pro bettor Simon Hunter from the Action Network, twice a week here to help you become a smarter football bettor. Every Tuesday and Thursday, Chad and Simon break down the strategies of professional sports bettors, the ones they use to find the right games and the right time to bet. Download the Favorite Sports Betting Podcast only on the Volume Podcast Network.
Hi, I'm Flo from Progressive. Being a baseball fanatic like me can be stressful. It's not all sports points and touchdowns. So Progressive is going to help you take your mind off your team for a moment. Instead of thinking about how they missed that goal point score, think about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, letting you choose coverage options based on your budget. Unlike your team that missed the end zone net area. Well, anyway, hope this distraction about Progressive's Name Your Price tool was helpful. It sure kept me from thinking about all those penalty balls. Yay, sports!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Mike, I wonder if you've noticed this, and I think you probably have because, you know, you're a curious guy, and I think I'm a curious guy, is that our careers, sports radio isn't one thing. It evolves, just like coaches, teams, sports. I mean, you and I now, analytics drive baseball. I think it's hurt the sport. There's not enough base runners. There's not enough action. I don't mind three-pointers in the NBA, so I'm cool with the analytics, and I do think playoff basketball gets very situational. The mid-range game absolutely comes back in the playoffs, right? You're trying to draw a whistle. You know, you're trying to, you know, the mid-range works. But one of the things I've noticed between legalized sports gambling and, I would say, sort of the business acumen of Roger Goodell and the owners, my show is a syndicated show. It's about 70% NFL. Baseball analytic inactivity and the inability to market stars, College basketball now is a tarmac. It's a one and done. Who knows who plays for anybody? I mean, you could ask a Philly fan about Villanova's starting five. They'd probably give you two guys. College football is hit and miss depending on the region. But I've noticed over the last 7 to 8 years, I do more NFL than I've ever done. And I wonder, A, have you noticed it? And B, is it the same for you?
It has always been that way. The Eagles have taken up, I would think 75% of the interest. If you had a pie chart, it's always Eagles, 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 unless a team comes along that can possibly win something. When autumn comes, obviously the Eagles will take over and the NFL will take over. This is a football town more than anything. And baseball, you know, it's Bryce Harper has really helped because he's a star that people like to follow, but they're not good enough. And everybody knows it here. You know, people still come to the ballpark, but we don't really talk that much about the Phillies unless there's some kind of a compelling issue or unless they show they're good enough to win. So the summers, sports talk radio here, it's tough. It's tougher to do a show in the summer than any time because the baseball just doesn't kick up the interest. And you know, the Flyers have their base, but we don't really, and we carry their games. And this we haven't, I don't know if we've taken five calls on the Flyers in the last 2 months. I agree with you. The NFL takes over. The Eagles take over here. It's a football town. And one of the guys I forgot to mention that was that compelling interest that we could talk about every day was Terrell Owens when he was here. He came like a meteor and just flashed through the atmosphere. And he's doing push-ups on his driveway. Now, what better scenario as a sports talk radio host can you have a wide receiver who leaves his team, gives them the finger, and does sit-ups in his driveway? And we're there with live cameras and we're talking about it every day.
You know, you talked about, I'll throw a baseball thing at you. I did AAA play-by-play out of college. I thought I was going to be a baseball announcer. That was my kind of, I don't know if it was my dream, but it was what, I got a job at a college doing AAA baseball for an inning. So it was like, okay, it's my first break. And then I did some local TV years later. One of the things that's been remarkable to me is how baseball has let football trample them. Now, the NBA has always been player-driven since we were kids. I mean, I can literally name the Sixers starting lineup with Billy Cunningham coaching and Caldwell Jones. I mean, Steve Mix and George McGinnis. It was always a player's league.
That was when they lost to Portland back then.
Yes.
Yeah, that's okay.
No, and those were great teams. And I mean, I can go to the Dave Bing, Bob Lanier Pistons. It's always been a player's league. I mean, I grew up with the Spencer Haywood and the Sonics and Bill Walton and Dave Torzik and Sidney Wicks of the Blazers. I can't do that with a lot of football and baseball teams years ago. But what's remarkable about baseball, indifference kills a sport, not negative publicity. It's like us. People can hate us. That's fine. If you're indifferent to Mike Missanelli, that you're in trouble.
Yes.
And what I find with baseball during all this, you know, negotiations, nobody cares. I mean, seam heads, but are you taking calls on it?
No, and we're not. A lot of people don't understand the whole dynamic of players' union and owners and what they want and everything. But you're right. They, you know, what happened in 94 apparently is not a lesson to owners. That, you know, they lost the interest in the sport for a lot of years until the PED home run race came in. And they seem to be oblivious to that now. I don't know how it's going to affect it. I know it's a nice evening at the ballpark for kids and families, and they go to the games as sort of a recreational thing. But you're right. The interest, when this ends, whenever it ends, if they miss an inordinate amount of games, people are out. Then it may take them, you know, several years to get back in there. And you're right about not marketing stars. I mean, you know, for a lot of years, the best player in the game was Mike Trout. He seems just uninterested in marketing the game. And NBA players can't wait to market the game because they know that's where the action is. That's what brings fans in. And baseball has done a poor job. I don't know what they could do about it, but because baseball players are baseball players, they're just superstitious people that when they bring too much attention to themselves, they think it's going to be a jinx and it'll go over 35. So they're not that willing to participate. Baseball is like one of these unforgiving sports when you think you got it mastered, it bites your head off, just like golf. So I don't know how to market baseball. I really don't, because if the players don't have that pizzazz and aren't willing to get involved that way, how do you do it?
example for me is I really watch a ton of NFL and college football. And then when it ends, I take about 2 weeks off and then I go heavy into NBA. So like every day I'll work out about 4:30, which is 7:30 your time. I'll watch the first half of the Sixers or the Nets. You know, I'll watch multiple NBA games. And I know that I don't watch as much as a Philadelphia fan. So, you know, if you want to break down bullpens or benches, I can always lose to a local fan or a talk show host, right? I take my view is sort of, listen, I watch Philadelphia. Embiid's baby Shaq, Harden's Kobe, and a veteran coach. That formula's won a lot of championships. That's you know, that's Tony Parker and Duncan and Popovich. That is, you know, by the way, that is, if you go, that's Kobe, Shaq, and at the time, Phil. Like, I do realistically look at the Sixers and think, yeah, I don't think Milwaukee's defense is nearly as good as it was a year ago. I don't think Miami has really a great shot maker with 3 minutes left. You have two. Chicago, I don't buy. Chicago's the classic. We throw a bunch of B guys together. They play their butts off, but they have a total ceiling in the playoff and situational basketball. I do think Philadelphia is going to win the East. I really realistically do. Do you?
I just watched Milwaukee tonight. And the thing that they're deep and they're deeper than the Sixers. So I really think that's going to be a tough series. I think the Sixers can win the series, but I just worry that for people here that Milwaukee just has a little more depth for them. And, you know, they can go to different guys and get input from. And, you know, the Sixers are getting the big three has turned into Harden, Embiid and Maxey. And Tobias Harris has been a little lost. So when I look at Milwaukee, I go, well, you know, Tobias Harris isn't as good as Middleton. And, you know, the Giannis obviously is a complete player. Drew Holiday is a good player. But they've been getting all these contributions from guys off the bench. Like this Wara has come from nowhere. To play well for them. So I think it would be a really good series. Right now, if you ask me to, I would lean to Milwaukee slightly until I see more of the Sixers. And, you know, they have a big game against the Bulls on Monday. So we'll see more about that. But, you know, backtracking to what you said about we pay attention. I remember one of the classic examples of Philadelphia mentality is when Kobe Bryant came here for the All-Star game. And obviously, you know, Kobe grew up like a couple blocks away from where I am right now. And so he became a Philadelphia icon after the fact. But when he was first playing with the Lakers, he disassociated himself completely with Philadelphia. He called himself an L.A. guy. He wasn't a Philly guy. He's wearing Dodger hats around. When they were going to play in a series, he got, we're going to cut Philly's heart out and the whole bit. And, you know, all that is competitive juices for Kobe. But people took it here like they wrapped each other around like with their arms, like how dare he say, how dare he turn his back on us? And so they booed him at the All-Star game. And if you remember that caused a national disgrace. You know, how could Philadelphia boo Kobe Bryant? He's a Philadelphia guy, blah, blah, blah. But they didn't know the backstory of it. And that's what I mean by the people here paying attention to the littlest things. And they held that against Kobe, even though he's a star player and he came back here for the All-Star game. While other people looked at it like, what a disgrace. We looked at it like, yeah, don't ever do that to us again.
Mike Missanelli, 97.5 The Fanatic, one of the great talk show hosts in the country. My friend, it's great seeing you. You're a busy guy. I always appreciate you doing this. And, you know, I have great admiration and respect for how hard you work. And I love when we go back and forth and you know your shit. And I love having you on. Man.
Same here, Colin. It's always a pleasure to join you. And it's good to see you. And we haven't seen each other in a while. So keep doing what you're doing, brother.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Take care.
Volume. Offer deadline on Oak Street, aisle 3.
Welcome to the housing market. I'm with Redfin, and I'm here to help.
I need to sell my house.
Great. Redfin charges a 1% listing fee when you buy and sell with us, which is more than half off the usual fee, and saves you an average of $8,400.
Oh, wow. Is that all?
Yep.
I'm kidding. You had me at 1%.
Want to win? Sell with Redfin. It's real estate done right.
Average savings is Redfin refund plus 1% listing fee. Subject to minimums. Not available in all areas. Learn more at redfin.com. CADRE 015-21930.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.